MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Governor Eric Greitens has hinted at the possibility of another special session after the legislature adjourned from its first. The governor told the Associated Press that he is leaving every option on the table and has a lot of topics that could be considered for a future special session. Greitens has criticized legislators for not getting more done during the regular session that ended May 12th. He called lawmakers back into session last week, saying he was canceling their summer vacation. In a class that began with more than 220 soldiers, Governor Greitens was one of 21 who graduated in 2002 from Navy SEAL training. During a MissouriNet interview, he said they endured the toughest military training in the world for their team and country.
They have you doing vicious, you know, training every day, 4-mile timed runs in soft sand in boots and pants, doing 2-mile swims in the ocean, running the obstacle course. You literally run miles and miles and miles carrying a boat on your head as a team.
Wright and served 4 tours of duty, including in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was awarded a Purple Heart after the team he was commanding was hit in 2007 by a suicide truck bomb in Iraq. Greitens said Memorial Day serves as a reminder that everyone can harbor the courage of those who have served America and we can all make a difference. Saying that he brings a calm demeanor to the State House in Jefferson City, veteran State Representative Craig Redmond plans to run for the Missouri Senate next year. The Canton Republican tells MissouriNet Moberly affiliate KWIX Radio that he wants to avoid some of the dysfunction that occurred in the Senate this year.
I try not to get too high and too low. Try not to get married to my legislation, and I always try to remember that that other guy is working hard for the state of Missouri, even if we're going about it in different ways.
Redmond, who is in his final House term, is seeking State Senator Brian Munslinger's seat. The Williamstown Republican is term limited. The Senate district covers 14 counties in northern Missouri. And one man's dead after a shooting in St. Louis yesterday afternoon. The 55-year-old man pronounced dead at the scene. The father of a man convicted of drug trafficking in Colombia was sentenced for threatening an attorney who represented one of his son's co-defendants. 71-year-old Bruce Stevens was found guilty of threatening to kill the attorney and his family. A new company is offering an Uber-type ride-sharing service in the waters of Lake of the Ozarks that just started over the holiday weekend. Zach Hatfrapp is the owner of Anchor, which started off offering trips from point A to point B, or a cruise, which would have the same starting and ending point. He says it's a convenient and safe way for groups of people to visit restaurants, bars, and night spots on the lake.
They don't want to have to worry about their boat falling through. They don't want to have to worry about hefty deposits. They don't want to have to worry about scheduling and how many friends are going to be there. They would like a technology-based service to take care of all of those problems for them, and that's what we're going to be building up.
A boat ride through Anchor will carry up to 12 people, although Hatfrapp says larger groups can order 2 boats at a time if 2 people have downloaded the app. More news and sports at MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, MissouriNet.